At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Weird as this is to say, that was Adam Schefter on ESPN.
Threw me off a little bit.
Right, announcing the Celtics sale. Yes, the sale has been accepted. Now, there's still a ways to go to the finish line with one of these big business deals, but Bill Chisholm is the new owner of the Celtics.
Chisholm, not Chisholm.
Chisholm sounds weird to me. Is that how he says it?
Yes,
100%.
Chisholm.
Don't take it any... Just stop.
It's... I don't Chisholm. Like it. Does he have a nickname?
Like Schism. Yeah, that's what they call
Schism.
Him. The Schism.
Okay.
The Bill Schism.
I struggle
Chisholm.
With the name. I just hope he has a nickname.
They call him Sir, Boss...
Celtic yes. Bill. Something like that?
Green Bill.
Yeah, that'll stick.
In Bill We Trust.
The old... They call him Bill Russell Chisholm.
So he grew up on the North Shore. You know how I know that? Those were the first words of his statement that he released growing up
Smart
on the North
guy. Did you see him up
Smart
there today,
guy.
Ted?
I missed him.
Damn. Old miss him Chisholm.
I have never seen a picture of the guy, so I don't know.
Did you ever golf with him?
Never golfed with him.
I know you like to brag about the places you've been golfing.
That was like another life. that life is long behind me now.
So he is a Dartmouth graduate, a lifelong Celtics fan. Yeah. He started an equity fund 23 years ago. He's worth tens of billions of dollars. I don't know. Wow. The weird part here is he bought the Boston Celtics today, doesn't have a Wikipedia page. So he's a little bit of a, I don't know if mysterious figure is fair to say, but not as well. In this world, I feel like we know, you know, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, all these people, they're wealthy. Yeah. Jeff Bezos, what they do, what they're worth. Oh, my God, he lost $1 billion today. He made $1 billion.
That says something about him, maybe.
I like it.
Makes him cooler.
It does make him cooler, and he and everyone else is playing up the fact that he is indeed a lifelong Celtics fan with an encyclopedic knowledge of the team, which I wouldn't have put out there if I were him, even though today is a day with Quiz with Stiz where we'll put our knowledge to the test.
Oh, yeah. Which game did Leon Poe lead the Celtics in scoring in the 2008 finals?
Right. Remember Obama in the Chicago White Sox booth when they're like, oh, you love the White Sox. Who's your favorite player? And he's like, all of them are good. Like, when you put something like that out there, people ask you about it.
All you got to do is say Harold Baines, Mr. President. Everyone's going to be like, yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he didn't do that. He didn't nail it. Or Trump, when they asked him his favorite verse of the Bible. The whole thing.
The whole thing.
You don't really know it, do you? Because if you really knew it, you'd probably have a favorite. So he is the new owner. But I think the more interesting aspect of the story is two-part. Wick put out a statement because Wick has been asked to run the team as CEO and governor for the first 3 years for Trader Bill, who we're going to call him. But even more importantly, you know who didn't get the Celtics?
Pags.
And that is sort of sad, but he put out the longest of the releases.
Real quick, didn't Pags, he owned like 10-20%? Like he had
smaller percentage.
Yeah, it was smaller, but it was more significant than the most minority.
I mean, it's a hell of an investment for Pags. If whatever he's getting, we figured out the math earlier. All investments are going to get a 1700% ROI.
Right. That's
it's pretty good.
It's good work if you can get it.
It's good biz.
Yeah.
It's Chisholm, according to the text line. Chisholm, 617 claims they grew up with his younger brother Tim through the eighth grade in Georgetown. I'll take your word for it. I mean, the text line is always right. Pag's statement. He talked about how he was disappointed that their bid didn't go through. He talked about that he put a fully guaranteed and financed offer at record price up for the Celtics, didn't get it. His first paragraph where he talks about trying to put together a group with the great majority of the existing owners, he ends it with this sentence. Additionally, I recruited new partners with deep resources and expertise in technology and international markets to maximize the Celtics' success to ensure we can always compete for championships, comma, luxury taxes be damned. Right there, I think he's going after the new guy, Chisholm, basically saying,
accusing of something he hasn't done yet.
Right. Something that a lot of people have talked about, a lot of the basketball analysts, oh, you're going to $500 million next year, the biggest payroll in history, and the second apron. And
You don't own the arena you play in.
Right, but I actually think that's a good thing in a weird way, because the second he gets an arena, if he can, and I think as a smart businessman.
The lease isn't up until 2035.
But you know what smart businessmen have? Lawyers, loopholes, ways to do things. And in Boston, it might take him that long to get an arena built. That's the other issue.
A bare minimum.
But I bet you he has plans in place, because that'll add a couple $1 billion to the value of the franchise immediately. Forbes will go in and they'll be like, it'll be updating his file. It was $7 billion, now it's $9 billion. Or it was $8 billion, now it's $10 billion. But Pags clearly took this personally. It is a bit of true fans. Oh, true fans.
True fans.
So the lifelong fan from Georgetown
is not
a true fan.
That's kind of the implication.
Interesting. Deeply connected to Boston's community, Chisholm hasn't lived in Boston for a while. He's apparently moving back here. He has a Nantucket home, but he's been out west where his money and his business and
home. He must have a quarter of the island.
Oh, probably him and Bill share half the island together. Yeah. And we've been saddened to find out that we have not been selected in the process. So he's sad. And then his last line here, he goes through his family, even Red Auerbach. I will never stop being a Celtic. And if the announced transaction does not end up being finalized, my partners and I are ready to check back into the game and bring it home to help continue what the Celtics do best. Win! It was the whole statement I found really interesting. I think he was going on the aggressive. He was attacking Chisholm, and he was, I think.
Really? More so than the Grousebecks?
Everybody. And here's my theory that Ted wants me to express. So Wick Grousebeck put out his statement, very complimentary of his new buddy Bill, and said, oh, I'll be on for 3 years. He wants me to run the team for 3 years. Could it be that Pag's group had a very similar offer to Chisholm, except Chisholm is letting Wick stay on, and Pags, who has been in the shadow of Wick for a long time now, said, no, if I buy the team and I'm the lead investor and
you
I
don't
put this
get
together,
to be governor, I'm going to be the face.
You don't get to push me out of the way on the trophy podium. Is that possible that this was sort of very personal and Wick was like, well, then we're going to sell to the guy who's going to let me continue to play with this fancy franchise and maybe have a little more fun with some trophies?
I think the wisdom of Chisholm was that he came in even higher. I think he came in probably a half billion higher. My guess is that it strictly just came down to flat out money.
Why is Pags saying that he made a record price? Like, well, he's basically saying that he made an offer is just the same amount, if not more, than what this new owner.
Well, it depends what he's using as his barometer. It could be the old record. He could be saying, we beat that record. No one's ever paid more. And then Chisholm comes in and goes, oh, that's cute, that offer you made.
Because
and
the highest amount, Ted, was for an NBA, was it 4-9 for the Suns? It was like in something the high like four. So the highest record, the record for a price paid for an NBA franchise is not over $5 billion. Okay. This is 6.1 as
it,
of now.
I got it. I'm just saying, why would you write this if you really, honestly, realistically did not make an offer that was close to what they... obviously, you're going to go to the highest bidder. So if you're not even close to what the highest bidder is, Pags, what gives you the right to kind of put this out there is my point.
He must think he was either the highest bidder or close, or he was looking for a hometown discount. Well, I'm putting together a group of some of the owners that are already here. You should give us a little something for the effort, a little bit of a deal. I do also think it could be personal, and Wick went with the group that's going to let him. His daddy took away his toy, correct? Basically, I'm being a little disrespectful there, but...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was, right.
The father is the owner. True. We didn't learn that until the very end. It was always Wick Grousebeck, and everybody's like... Well, really, his dad owns it.
Yeah, well, it's like Wick lived in the house, and everyone loved coming over to Wick's house, and Wick would have the best parties, and then all of a sudden the dad realized the neighborhood had gone through the roof, and he's like, Wick, you have to go get your own house now. I'm selling the house, and I'm splitting up the profits.
And now he sold it to a new owner who said, you can actually stay for a couple more years, have a few more nice parties.
But you have to sleep in the in-law cottage over the garage.
Yeah, no, I think this is interesting. And the next question, so that's my theory on how this played out.
I think it's a good one.
Is this good or bad for the Boston Celtics? Do you have any concerns as a Celtic fan? You love to watch games. You were telling me the game the other night without Tatum and Brown was a fun game.
I
you
do.
Like it.
I'm a big, big Celtics fan.
Is this good or bad? Are you worried about this or status quo?
No, I'm not worried about it.
Brad Stevens is a partner. Did you hear that? They called him a partner.
Yeah. Brad's a smart guy, man. You know, a lot of people thought he was going to go right back into coaching. I'm like, mm-hmm. I mean, he's out. He doesn't have the pressure, and he gets to be behind the scenes, and he's a bigger, probably more of a financial. He rubbed in elbows with the big wigs.
Yeah.
So I did see that. That is interesting.
And also your boy Joe. That next sentence, it was, learning and partnering with Brad and Joe Mazzulla. Yeah. In the NBA, coaches get fired quickly. I find it interesting that he hasn't even acquired the team yet, and he's partnering with the GM and the head coach.
Well, he's smartly making allies with these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, because he sees the team's, you know, well, at least as of a day ago, it was predicted to win the whole thing this year. They won it last year. They're probably going to be playing for championships for the next 5 years. Why upset the apple cart? He knows he needs to, you know, this partnership. It needs to go smoothly to keep everyone's anxiety down. And so it's smart of him to kind of form alliances with Brad Stevens and Joe.
And I know everybody's worried, and I actually argued with our boy Brian Frazoco back there running the Twitch stream and helping put up the brackets on Twitter. He was like, oh, they're going to have to cut because the money, the $500 million. They don't necessarily have to. They can lose, quote-unquote, a little bit of money, cash, in a given season to compete for championships, Ted, to keep it together one or two more years. Because over the long haul, what'd you say, 17,000% inflation?
1,700% ROI.
That's the easy way for you and I to think about it. These guys don't think of it that way.
Are you sure, though? Because I think some of them do. I think they come in and say, I can have fun for a while, and when
I'm okay
sell
losing
it,
money, as long as I'm getting, you know.
But you're not really
losing. So you think
losing,
they're going to John Henry it, I see.
You're not really losing money.
Yeah.
You're spending money. You're not really losing money because the franchise, while you pay out those salaries of $500 million, may have appreciated a $500 million.
You're losing money until you have unrealized gains until you sell your property.
Right,
which,
like a home.
What if you hold it for the next 30 years? You're not, but theoretically, like, making money.
But like a home. If you paint your home and you replace this and do that, you're spending money. You're not making anything off that. But on the back end, you might sell it for $100,000 more, right?
Yep.
This is that times X, because he could sell it for $10 billion, whatever. Interesting to watch how he runs it, though. But I do, they're clearly portraying him as a fan, which I think is intentional. And they think a good thing. You know the one problem with that theory is? The guy who used to be your boss, who's been a fan forever, season ticket holder. A lot of people have turned on him and said, if you're a fan, how come we're not signing wide receivers? How come we haven't signed any big money players in recent years? The fan in Foxborough has been under a lot of criticism of late.
The fan in Foxborough has been under a ton of criticism.
I believe.
And this is going to elevate. This is going to raise the game if Chisholm comes in, runs things the way that the Grosbecks have done, and even elevates the game, stays up in that second apron.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You know, damn the torpedoes, we'll lose the money, we'll get paid in parades just like Wick said. And now John Henry spent money this offseason. It's going to put pressure on the Bruins and the Patriots to up their game as well. All of a sudden, remember, they were gold standard just 2 decades ago. Now, all of a sudden, the Patriots are going to turn and go.
What was that, just 2 decades ago?
Well,
I was young just 2 decades ago.
10 years ago. 7 years ago, they were still gold standard. Things change quickly.
Life, not for long in the National Football League.
Otherwise, it'll pass you by. Watch out.
Yes, it is.
I'm cautiously optimistic because
You are the representative of the city of Boston, officially.
Show me what you're going to do, because it's easy to put out this press conference and, oh, I'm a fan and I come from where you come from. But like Ted said, like, business is a very shrewd thing, and not everyone is with the Wick philosophy of pay me in parades. So you can say that to your blue in the face, but let's see what happens, because the reality is the payroll is expensive, and to keep this team together the way it is, you know, it's going to take some sacrifice, and I don't know if every businessman is going to be willing to do that, so let's see.
But let me ask you this, Diz. Did the fact that he's from here, the fact that he's moving back here, the fact that he has a, you know, a memory, an encyclopedic memory about the history of the Celtics.
Sure.
Does that, all that, do you?
Sure.
Does that
resonate? It's better than him being from Minnesota.
Right. There you go.
For sure.
Right, right.
What's wrong with, what's wrong with Minnesota?
No, I drove through there one time. No.
But I'm guessing that resonated with a lot of Celtics fans.
Absolutely.
I think that's important. So
he's a local, that helps.
For a guy that we didn't even know about, his first opening presser and his statement resonated with me.
Yeah.
As a Celtics fan, I liked what I read from him in his opening statement. That, to me, is a good sign.
But
first day.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right. These are just words.
But a lot of guys can screw up just the opening statement.
That is also true. So, that is also true. But talk is cheap, and people will be evaluating. First of all, the deal has to go through and be finalized, and we'll see how that, you know, does he take. I heard Jones and Keith joking about, you know, if this deal goes through by June, is he going to be on the podium accepting the trophy, talking about how great it's always been to be a Celtic or whatever, and he just got here?
I think if the Celtics win come mid to late June, I think you'd have to let the Grospecs be front and center stage one more time, with him sort of like lurking in the background, like near Adam Silver, applauding, like, yes, and now it's my time. Congratulations. We've, you know, right. Maybe they even do a little hand in hand type of thing.
Together.
Sure.
Stiz, one other just you said take the Wick approach in terms of being paid in parades. That's an easier approach to take, not to be disrespectful again.
When it's not your money.
When daddy's money. you know, that's easier to say than this is the money that this guy, Bill Chisholm, has built over couple decades running financial funds, where they do is look at numbers and ups and downs.
Which is why we might not see the same behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. That is definitely a concern, but I'm banking on the idea that he bought this to build a building, and that building will blow up the value of the franchise, and in between he's okay a little bit extra cash going out more than coming in, as long as they're winning games and continuing to be an entertaining basketball team. That's what I'm banking on. We'll see if it happens. Up next, WEEI Afternoon, Stiz, you just heard him. He's the man of Boston. He's also the quiz master. It is time on a Thursday afternoon at 5:30. Quiz with Stiz. We love it. We live it. Ted Johnson's the lifeline. Fitzy and Hart are 1-1. This is the early rubber match to see where it goes. But up next and first, we have to have Dan Ball and What's Trending.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.